We've got a melody of little pieces of news, as well as PlayStation is planning an event for next week. Let's jump into it. What is up, guys? Welcome to Diggity, a video game podcast. I'm Jeff James. As always with me, the incredible, unobtainable, luscious Brody Faults. How are you on this fine evening of rain?
I'm doing good. I'm good. How about yourself? I got nothing else.
Guard. I'm good, else. Man. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty swell. It's a little slow for video game news, but
yeah,
I think the next 4 or 5 weeks upcoming here are going to be pretty nuts, and we'll probably be hoping that it wasn't this crazy.
Yeah.
So it's either the dial's at 11 or it's at like 2 in video game land right now.
The last 2 weeks have been pretty slow, but yeah, I think the floodgates are about to open, and it's going to get wild.
Yeah, well, guys, if you want to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, do so by following us at Diggity Podcast. Good Lord, on Instagram and Twitter, get the news. Know when new episodes are coming up, and generally get some photos of Brody's chihuahua as well.
Yeah,
makes little
Oreo
little
made his appearance.
Absolutely, tell your friends, family. People who generally love video games, about our podcast, it's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever awesome podcasts are held. And if it's your first time listening to the podcast, hit the subscribe button so you get new, fresh hotness every single week, dude. I mean, come on. You're missing out. You're missing out if you don't do that.
For yeah. Sure. Don't miss out. Don't be one of those guys.
Yeah. With all of that, do you want to hit us with the upcoming game releases? Because there's actually stuff releasing.
There's games. So May 29th, Bioshock the Collection is coming to Switch. Borderlands Legendary Collection is coming to Switch. Moonlighter Between Dimensions DLC is launching on PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. XCOM 2 Collection is launching on Switch. And Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition is launching on Switch. On May 1st, Little Nightmares is coming to Stadia, if any of you are still playing Stadia. On June 2nd, Valorant is coming to PC. On June 3rd, Sea of Thieves is coming to PC. And on June 4th, Pro Cycling Manager 2020 is coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox One. And the Tour de France 2020 is coming to PS4 and Xbox One. Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 3 was supposed to start on the 4th as well, but it actually got pushed back to the 11th. I just saw that article like right before we got on here to record.
Huh. Is it just delays with everyone like working remote and stuff?
It must be a mixture of that, and I think they're just kind of setting up. They have some big event that is rumored right now, so that might be what's going on.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I guess it's delayed, but hopefully it's just better for the reason. I mean, also if you want to, these games kind of, I don't know. Sea of Thieves update, cool.
I mean, the fact that it's coming to PC is kind of neat. That is kind of a cool thing, I suppose. But, the only one I'm actually... So I love Bioshock and I love Borderlands, but I'm not going to play them on Switch, personally. The Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition has my interest.
Oh, my God. Consider your life gone for a while.
Yeah. It's getting incredible reviews, though. All the outlets that have put something out so far, it's getting like nines across the board. Yep. And that's better than the original, obviously. I mean, but when it first launched, there was kind of like a shortage and it was kind of hard to find. And so this is a great way for people to pick it up. And it's supposedly, I mean, it holds up great.
I'm curious to see what riding a bike is like in a video game in Tour de France 2020 for hours.
I mean, it's the Tour de France games have been around. They've been around for a little while, but that sounds incredibly boring.
NASCAR game?
Just right turn. Left turn. Right turn.
I'll hear down the left stairs, turns, baby.
All right, pick your bike up and we're going to run upstairs now.
Raise hell, praise Dale. Let's go.
I don't know. That doesn't sound interesting at all. Hopefully it comes to Game Pass so we can play it.
Imagine if the races were like actual simulation too. They might be. I have no idea. But like 8 hours through France?
That sounds awful.
I'm okay. I'm all right not doing that. Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm good. If it comes to Game Pass, I'll give her hell. But other than that,
yeah,
not going to happen.
If you got a boner for bikes, that's your game for sure. There's also Cycling Manager above it, too, which, I mean, that just means you're managing a cycling team.
That somehow sounds so that more exciting.
No, I don't know, dude. No, I don't know. Anyways, into the free games, because it's that time of the month, which is great. So your free Epic game store game of the week is going to be Borderlands the Handsome Collection. So another Epic game, great giveaway. Good God.
Yeah, Civ 6 last week.
And then this?
Well, Civ 6 was last week,
too. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Civ 6.
Yeah, I didn't put that one in there. But
Civ 6 and good God, Borderlands the Handsome Collection?
Yeah, some pretty solid games coming from Epic lately.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The PlayStation Plus games for June are also not too shabby. Star Wars Battlefront 2 and Call of Duty World War 2.
Interesting.
A little bit older, but they're still pretty solid games overall.
Yeah, Battlefront 2 is fun to jump in there if you're a Star Wars fan and just kind of, you know, mosey around.
I wouldn't stay long, but
I probably wouldn't stay long either. Your Xbox games with gold for June. So on Xbox One, starting June 1st, you can get Shantae and the Pirate's Curse. I've seen this game everywhere.
Yeah.
And I have not touched it.
I've never played any of the Shantae games. Never.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll have to give it a try. June 15th, you get Coffee Talk. And your backwards compatible games, your Xbox 360 games, are June 1st. You're going to be getting Destroy All Humans on Xbox. That's a really weird game. But kind of goofy and kind of fun. And June 15th, you're going to get Sinmora. Am I saying that right? Or Sinemora?
Sounds great.
God.
Don't ask me how to pronounce things. I don't exactly have the greatest track record for that.
Yeah.
Quantum Dreams will have some PC releases coming up in June. So three previously PlayStation exclusive titles will make their way to Steam on June 18th. Heavy Rain, Detroit Become Human, and Beyond Two Souls. So we're starting to see some of those PC games make their way over. They're older, but...
Did you ever get into Detroit Become Human?
No, I haven't. I actually bought it like a month before it was the free game, naturally. And I still haven't played it yet. That's on the back burner for now. I'll get to it maybe one day. I feel like... So that game's so narrative heavy that I'm pretty sure it would put me right to sleep. Because anytime I'm playing is late at night, and if it's not action oriented, I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah, that was the part of my pump a game changer, right? Where it was like so like story tree based that it was just it dawned in like a whole new era for game, like when it was announced at E3, because it was shown off at E3, right?
Yeah, it was. It definitely was shown off at E3 a while back. But it was a big thing about you can kind of choose different paths and your decisions actually have quite a bit of impact. And in this case, they actually do have a pretty decent impact on the story. Whereas sometimes they're like, oh, all of your decisions will make all of the difference in the world. And you get there and it's like, nah, that didn't do anything.
You got the red hat instead of the blue hat.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. All right, some other smaller news. PlayStation has patented a wireless charger for the DualSense controller. So the patent states a wireless charging adapter that can snap onto a computer game controller can be inductively coupled to a charging base to wirelessly recharge a battery in the controller. The adapter also can include keys that mirror keys on the controller so that a gamer can remove the adapter with a controller from the charging base, keep the adapter on the controller, and use both the controller keys and adapter keys to control a computer game. Another thing to note from the patent is that it shows a circle button, or O, as I've heard it said by some people, on the back left side of the controller, and a X on the right. Accordingly, an assembly includes at least one game controller that includes a hand-holdable controller housing with at least one battery and plural control keys, manipulable. Holy cow, now that's a word.
Yeah.
To input commands, including at least a first key manipulable to input a first command to a computer game console. At least one adapter is mechanically engageable with the game controller and is electrically engageable with at least one electrical component in the controller housing. The adapter includes at least one adapter key manipulable to input the first command to the computer game console. Holy shit.
They could not have worded that any more confusing.
Does like, it sound like a patent? Mess. Yes.
It absolutely does. That is okay, as cool. confusing
so
as
let's
it gets.
Dissect this into like into
something that can
talk.
Be comprehended.
Yeah. 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 What do we comprehend this to? I don't know. I mean, how do you make this not sound confusing?
I'm trying to think of a way to summarize it as well, but I mean, the wireless charging is cool. I got that part.
So you know how your phone can sit on one of them hockey pucks
and
charge?
Tell me more.
Well, what if I told you that there's something that went inside of a controller but could be taken out of the controller to play a pewter game, and you could also charge it? I don't understand what it is.
It almost sounds like it has programmable buttons, if I'm reading this correctly.
Oh, my God.
Which I wonder if the O and the X or the 0 and X or 0 and cross or however you want to say it, I wonder if those are programmable to be kind of like the Elite where you can make them whatever they want. That's the way I kind of take it.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at it like, what do they name the thing that straps onto the back of the DualSense?
On the DualShocks that they had?
On the DualShock, yeah.
Yeah, they literally called it the back button adapter or something like that. It was not real creative.
All right, so I'm thinking it's just a back button adapter with a wireless like charging coil in the back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that's what I take from it, but I could be wrong. They're going to come up and be like, it's a battery.
Maybe it's like a maybe part of the actual normal like place where you charge it can stay hooked up to the controller to charge it in place while you still play. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
I don't know.
That would make some sense.
It's
that would make the back button adapter, I think, feel a little bit better than just getting two buttons.
Yeah, they really could not have worded that in a more complicated way. That's awful. And perfect for a patent.
All right, Brody, what have you been playing?
I have finally finished the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
God bless you,
sir. It was glorious. I finished it and fell asleep during the credits.
Oh my God.
You
missed the Easter eggs.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I was watching the credits. I was like, surely there's something in here, you know, something at the end of the credits. I don't know. It may have happened. I woke up and there was a bunch of menu screens telling me, oh, you have to save here and do this and whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool.
See ya.
Bye. I also played a little bit of Modern Warfare. A little bit of Rocket League, and I jumped into a few demos actually on my Switch. Ooh. So I played the Trials of Mana demo. Personally, not a fan. No, I wasn't a big fan.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Why? There was just something about it that was weird, and like the voice acting was kind of stilted, and like
okay.
I don't know. The gameplay is real simple, but also not fun. At least in that intro little scene there, I didn't care for it. Played the demo for Landgrisser 1 and 2. Also not a fan. It's kind of like a like an old school Fire Emblem-esque like strategy game. For whatever reason, I couldn't get into it. Something about it was just kind of overly, I don't want to say complicated, but there was just something about it that didn't stick. I didn't like some of the controls. They didn't feel intuitive and and then I actually put a little bit of time into Minecraft Dungeons. Not a ton, but a little bit. And from what I did play, it's fantastic. It's like a Diablo Lite to an extent, but you're a lot further in it than I am, and you said it gets pretty crazy later on.
Yeah, it does. It does get pretty crazy later. Oh, shit. It said like lightning hit a fucking tree in the back. Holy shit.
Yeah, where I'm at right now, it's still pretty simple. I know my kids are going to eventually play it. I don't know how well that's going to go if it gets pretty out of hand. But
as long as you show them where to choose a difficulty, because the difficulty scale will ramp up for you.
Yeah.
Based upon like what the game sees you doing, but you can go back and select it to the other default. Your just loot's not going to be as good, right? Which kind of sucks.
Right.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they won't care too much.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a kid, I mean, you probably won't know. For me, I played a tiny bit of Overwatch, and I've mainly been playing Minecraft Dungeons.
Nice.
This week, I've had a blast with it.
Nice.
I jumped on with Zach last night to see how it's, you know, what it's like to co-op online together.
How'd that work?
Smooth.
Really?
It was good. Yeah, it's really easy. We were like kind of expecting like item drops to be weird. But like things would show up for me that
wouldn't show up for him.
Oh, nice. Yeah, wouldn't show up for him. Or like
so
he would open up a...
Each person gets their own loot drops and stuff.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about like nabbing stuff up. When it comes to the supply chest, it's weird because like you'll open up the supply chest, right? And like arrows will pop out and like bread and other stuff. And then like you'll collect that stuff. And then Zach would come in and he'd open up like the chest would be open on my screen, right?
Right.
But then he would come to the chest and the chest would shoot out another set of arrows and bread. And I could pick those up and take those from him.
Oh, really?
In that instance. Huh. Yeah, it was kind of weird that like they did it one and not the other. Yeah, so okay, so Minecraft Dungeons. I guess I'd give a little kind of my review so far on it. I'm pretty deep into it. I've got a diamond weapon now, so that's fun. It's pretty interesting. Like when you first start, it's really slow to start. Like it's really easy, I guess is a better way to put it. Like you kind of feel like, oh boy, like this might be like just a kid's game.
Right.
When you start getting into the higher difficulties, and going back and exploring the maps, better and actually finding like the dungeons themselves, it gets a little bit more, you know, crazier. The weapons, I'm not like, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Can you hear that noise? That's fucking rain.
Is it really?
It's hitting the side of my window.
Wow.
Yeah. It's raining sideways. but yeah, so like some of the weapons I'm not like too impressed with because it's like, so you have a bow. Okay. You got a bow, you got a crossbow, and then you can have like these enchanted bows that are like really weird, like goofy shit where it's like, I had one called the, I think it was like the confusing bow, and it would shoot an arrow, and the arrow would like quiver up and down, and then it would hit like its target to like confuse the enemy or whatever. But then like crossbows, I mean, they're all kind of the same. When you start like putting your enchantments on the different weapons you have, then they can change like try shots and stuff like that. The coolest thing is probably the armor, because a lot of the armor gives you like secondary things. So like Zach had wolf armor on.
Yeah.
And he got a wolf companion that followed him and like would help attack.
Oh, nice.
And I had like a bushel of wheat that brought a llama with us, and I didn't know what that does. I don't know what the llama did, but he just kind of like stood there. So that was kind of neat. And then I had armor that was like a helmet that had a candle on it, and I would get like a pet bat, and the bat would help me in like a dungeon. So it's like kind of what you said, like it's Diablo Lite, where if you didn't want to jump into Diablo because there's a lot of like making sure your build is proper in Diablo, this is a fantastic game to jump in and just like honestly just have fun.
Yeah.
Like there hasn't been a game in a little while now that honestly been able to jump in and just be like, okay, cool, this is just good fun and it's not that repetitive and there's little puzzles and it's not heavy on puzzles at all. It's really easy stuff like, you know, you and your partner are going to find, you know, the two buttons or three buttons to lower the drawbridge or, you know, access this like magic temple by finding these two, you know, totems or whatever. So it's nothing crazy with that. The online works incredibly smooth, which is awesome. Like I said before, like we had no issues with lag. We had no issues connecting with each other. It's super cool when you go back to camp because like you get to, I imagine when you have like five people, you get to kind of vote on, an area that you want to go to, which is kind of cool. The blacksmith is kind of a unique take on loot boxes or loot crates in general. I mean, you kind of get like a loot crate when you level up and when you leave an area. But you can spend emeralds, in the game to get, shout out to Zelda. I mean, well,
rupees.
They look like rupees, but yeah, they're emeralds. But yeah, you can like for like 80 emeralds, you can basically get a crate, and the crate opens up, and it's like, you know, a weapon that's pretty tiered to like your level. So I'll be interesting to see, it'll be interesting to see like once I beat everything in it. Like I'm from the world perspective, like all the different dungeons, like I'm like I'm like 75% done.
Oh really?
Like the game, but from the difficulty perspective, I'm like 20% in. Okay, so like,
oh boy.
And that changes a lot though, right? Like you can go to Redstone Mines, okay, for like the first time, and then you can go up like three difficulties, and it's like you're playing a whole another map. It's insane. Like some of the enemy mobs get pretty nuts. Like towards the end, me and Zach were like, "Holy shit, we just escaped that," or that boss is brutal.
Yeah.
To get by, but yeah, overall fun game. If you have Game Pass, definitely download this and try it out.
Oh yeah, like it's only like 3 gigs too, so it's not terrible. Super tiny. Download.
I think the DLC is not going to be free on Game Pass, you and I had talked about that a little bit, but when you go into the game, it says, you know, DLC, you can purchase DLC here and it's coming soon or whatever. I have no idea what it's going to be. I'm assuming it's going to be like different characters.
Yeah.
As well as like obviously some new maps. But what they have going on here, dude, I mean, like they could, if they can continue to update it and update a lot quicker than like Minecraft has been updated in the past, then like you're looking at a really powerful game under Xbox. And it's something that I wasn't expecting to like, nor was I expecting it to feel like a Nintendo game.
Yeah, we pretty much dismissed it up until it launched. We're like, yeah, we'll give it a shot. And then,
well, because, you know, like you think they're just going to milk the IP.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was just going to be kind of a gimmicky, really bad, like Diablo clone, but it's actually pretty damn good from what I've played so far.
Yeah, like my hopes were low because, I mean, we had like Minecraft stories, you know, prior to this. And I was like, okay, like they're going with kids stuff for this. And that's fine. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But this is also on Switch. So if you have a Switch, I mean, honestly, I'd pay for it. If you don't have an Xbox, you have a Switch, pay for this and play it.
Yeah.
It's worth it for sure.
I spent a lot of time just exploring, like going to all of the nooks and crannies because that's how I am anyway. What's over here? Well, it's over here. Oh, this actually looks like this leads me further down the main story. So let's turn around and go back the other way so we don't get locked out of something. And so I spent a lot of time just doing that.
I will say that one of the bummers of it is, so if you're going to group up, like make sure you're grouping up with people that are like your level.
Yeah.
And like within like a level of your level. Because so when I grouped up with Zach, I think he was like 2 levels or 3 levels ahead of me. And I could hardly get kills on enemies.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of strange, like the spread between the levels. But towards the end, I caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the end, it worked out. I figured that, like, you know, depending, like, if you were like a level 20 and I was a level, I think I'm like level 15 or something like that, or 16. But if, you know, you're level 20 and the other person was level 16, you know, you'd bring that level 20 down to like an 18 or something, you know, like in terms of stats. But no, I mean, it just seems like it's wide open.
It'd be nice if, like, the enemies scaled. So everybody's powerful. I know like Borderlands does stuff like that. If you team up with somebody who's weaker, that they can still get kills because their enemies are scaled down to their level. Like I always appreciate stuff like that, because if you're playing with somebody that just started or gets in late, I mean, it's hard to coordinate to get on at the same time all the time to play the same game. And so it's kind of difficult to stay at the same levels unless that game is literally only a game you play with friends or whatever.
Yeah, and the power ranking's insane too, like the difficulty thing. So like I was maybe only level like 6 or 7, okay, when Zach tried to join me for the first time a couple days prior to yesterday when we played, and he got murked.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He got completely destroyed.
So it's kind of like either like y'all are the same, or you got like a guy that's going to carry you and the other guys are going to sop up some XP here and there until like they kind of
catch back up.
But yeah, it's pretty nuts. Huh.
All right, moving on to some of our bigger pieces of news here, and one of them is going to be more discussion, but the first one is about a Xbox article that they released today, which was titled "The Most Powerful and Compatible Next-Gen Console with Thousands of Games at Launch." They're already trying to put that notch in their belt right now, I guess more power to them. But it was a pretty long read, but we kind of summarized it here, so I will use the same like little headers that they used throughout it, but I summarized all the content in there. So persevering your gaming legacy. So all games, progression, achievements, and essentially everything about your profile will carry forward into next gen, and accessories and peripherals will also move forward. So that's pretty good stuff. Nothing too surprising there. I mean, we kind of already knew that accessories and like controllers and everything were going to move forward, but it is nice to see that all your progression and stuff should carry forward as well, even though progression has been cloud-based for a while now. So nothing too crazy there, but compatibility journey. So more than 500 Xbox 360 games will be played. Their headers are awful. Yeah, I hate it.
It's cheesy.
But they'll be playable from day one on the Series X. A handful of original Xbox games will also be playable. Essentially, the entire backwards compatible catalog of games will move forward, which, again, kind of what we expected. And this is where they get their thousands of games will be available at launch. So a lot of them are going to be backwards compatible. I mean, some are even going to go all the way back to the original Xbox. So, yes, technically it is true, but not a lot of people like to go back and play older games anyway. So
yeah, we'll chat on that.
Yeah, we'll get there.
All
games play better on the Xbox Series X. There will be no boost mode or downclocking. All games will run...
Shots fired.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. All games will run natively and be free to use the full power of the Series X, making games run as well as they possibly can. The console will be able to automatically add HDR support to games from the console itself. This will have no impact on the game's performance and will work for all games, including 360 and original Xbox games. And Quick Resume will also work with backwards compatible titles, allowing players to resume where they left off across multiple games. Okay. That's some pretty good stuff there. I do appreciate that. And then the last little header they had in there was advancing the state of the art game or state of the art of game preservation. So the new system will allow for more titles to become backwards compatible and also will allow them to run at higher resolutions and frame rates. And it sounds like it's going to make it easier for them to go ahead and make these backwards compatible. So we might be seeing an influx of those titles come forward. What's your thoughts, Jeff? Let them have it.
I think most of these are blanket statements.
Absolutely.
like the sky is blue. This game console will play games. The 1,000 games thing, that's kind of shitty. I mean, that's just some... I don't know, like cheap marketing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know what? Is that how you feel about that?
Yeah. Well, and
yeah,
the thing is, like, PlayStation's going to be doing a pretty similar thing. So this isn't really a statement that wins anybody over anymore. Like, if this had launched on the Xbox One, that'd be a different story, because at that time, a lot of your games weren't backwards compatible. It wasn't until a couple years in that we started getting these backwards compatible games. So, I mean, then it would be a big thing, but at this time and in this climate in gaming, like, we know there's going to be a huge amount of games that are available, but also, how many people are really going back and playing those on a regular basis?
Yeah, and like also, I mean, the only people that would care about this PR is Xbox owners, which yet again continues to confuse me. Like, you want, you know, if you want to take over market share, why are you not trying to throw the attractive things in front of people's faces for like Sony users to come over.
Yeah, basically all their marketing up until this point has just been to retain
Xbox.
Yeah,
users.
It's just to retain their current user base. They haven't really done much to attract anyone new.
Yeah, what does that tell you though, right?
Yeah, it's a little concerning, honestly. Right? I mean,
they're probably sitting there and be like, "Oh shit!"
Right?
Like we've gotta retain our peeps because you know put some surveys out and you do some testing and you figure it out and people are probably like we've discussed on the show where it's like, man, like you know, obviously things still have to be announced and shown off and stuff, but you know we're thinking about changing our main console to the PlayStation from Xbox.
Yeah, which is you know what,
crazy.
Even what, 3-4 months ago, I wouldn't have even really thought about
same.
It. So,
yeah.
But here we are, and I mean, PlayStation just keeps making their console look more attractive, even though we don't know what the fucking box looks like. Damn it!
Show me the box. Show me the fucking plastic box.
This was a weird article to put out. A lot of it's a lot of it's stuff we already knew.
God, the thousands of games pisses me off because some mom's going to go in there at Christmas time and there's going to be the PS5 and the Xbox One Series X. And the mom's going to look at the PS5 and there's going to be like 5 games on the front, but they're going to be like God of War, Spider-Man, Uncharted, like all this cool shit. The Xbox is going to say thousands of games right out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there's
like the
be
rip-off,
slimy,
like
right?
NES classics at the mall, you know? At the mall booth. So it is a little slimy. The preserving your gaming legacy, I mean, that's something to be expected. Like, I don't really understand why that's a feature. Or a call-out feature. Like, we did that with PS3 to PS4.
I agree.
We did that with 360.
The only thing that's cool about that is the accessories and peripherals moving forward. The rest of it, I would fully expect all of that to move forward with me.
Yeah, that is cool. And it's actually kind of interesting that they're actually allowing you to take your older controllers in.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So far, we know that the PS5 doesn't allow that, correct? Or does it?
I don't know if we've heard anything on that. I wouldn't think so, because they've actually changed their controller quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
To an extent, I mean. But they've changed it enough that I would think the DualShock 4 probably won't move forward.
Sure. And the compatibility journey, I mean, they've been working on this compatibility shit for the Xbox One since, like, what, 1 year in when they realized, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We need more games on the system. Let's just look to the 360.
Right.
So that's kind of weird. All games play better on Xbox Series X. It's kind of a blanket statement.
Right.
No boost mode or downclocking.
That's a straight-up shot at PlayStation.
I mean, okay, but, like, Madden on the original Xbox, do I really care if it has to run through an emulator on the PS5?
Probably not.
Like, probably not. Am I really going to notice the difference in that? Probably not. Would I notice a difference with, like, I mean, maybe like Grand Theft Auto 4?
Yeah, you'd probably notice a difference there to an extent. But even then, it's not terrible. I mean, all of the 360 games play on an emulator right now anyway, so...
Yeah, but would I play GTA 4 on my brand new system day one?
No.
Probably not.
I mean, I'm also not one to really go back and play older games, so that's kind of... I mean, an unfair... I'm biased, you know, but I don't know. Yeah. I still... I can't...
No. I mean, I think that's the right thing to think.
I can't imagine...
The majority of people.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's that many people that are that concerned about it. I'm sure there's plenty, but the vast majority of people would rather just keep playing newer games.
Yeah. Like if you at launch said to me, you know, a lot of Xbox One games are going to be available to play on the Series X. Okay, cool. And then, like, if, you know, 6 months into it, you're like, the entire 360 library is now available. And the entire Xbox, that's cool. But, like, from the start, for that to be, like, a main thing that you're, like, keep in mind with our next story that PlayStation is probably announcing and showing out the PS5 next week.
Right.
It's Friday when people are listening to this. They've got 2 days to really like kind of sell this thing
uh-huh.
in people's minds before. And right now it just sounds like you can play a bunch of old shit on it and the controller has more rubber on it now and it's a more powerful system, but I've yet to see any games on it that really look insane.
Right.
In terms of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
We know games are coming, but like I've seen no gameplay.
So I feel like Xbox has pretty much showed all their cards at this point. I don't think they have.
That's so dis.
I know.
That's so.
And
bad.
That's.
I mean, it's like it smells like Xbox One.
It yeah, it does. It does sound very similar. And I understand they know what their strengths are. Their strengths are backwards compatible games, and their console is more powerful, right? By their standards, yeah. What they're saying. I did the air yeah. quote thing, but the way they process things are completely different. So it's not really an apples to apples type of comparison, but regardless, like they know what their strengths are. They need to rely on their services and they need to rely on the backwards compatible. But other than that, at this point in time, that's mainly all they have. And like you said earlier, PlayStation's probably going to have an event next week. And then Xbox comes a handful of weeks later after that. But the only thing they really have left to show is gameplay. Whereas I really have to compliment PlayStation's marketing team here, because the way they have drip fed this entire thing, whether it's on purpose or not, it is incredible.
Brilliant.
It is genius. And we'll get into it here in a second, but like this event that we're going to see is probably not all of the content yet. They'll probably still have another one. They're just keeping hype train is going to get way out of control because they just keep going and keep holding that one little thing that somebody wants to see. And then it's incredible what they're doing with this. And I'm excited.
I still do not understand how, after a launch like the Xbox One, it's what, 7 years, 8 years later? Okay, 7 years later. It still matters about games.
Absolutely. It's been that for a long time.
It's always been that.
Yeah.
For the last, like, four gens.
Well, and even then, you know, Xbox currently has the most powerful console, the Xbox One X. But, I mean, for the most...
You don't have the games for it.
But for the most part, I mean, a lot of people don't care. I know there's a handful of people that have like, if they have both, right? They'll use the Xbox for third-party games just because, they do run fantastic on the Xbox One X. But at the same time, there's a lot more people in the PlayStation camp because of the games. And as stupid as that is sometimes, it is annoying. Like, because there are people that get overboard with it. It is true to an extent. I mean... I don't know. Xbox needs to do something. And I know they have another presentation coming up to where they're going to show some games and stuff, but...
Will they show gameplay?
Maybe.
But when's that event? Isn't that like, what, the end of June?
Yeah, it's like June 22nd, I think.
So you're going to give... The next month, you're basically just giving to PlayStation.
Yeah. At least 3 weeks.
I don't understand it. Like, you lost an incredible amount of market share. You know exactly the reason why you lost it. It was because you tried to do too much bullshit and technical talk and less gameplay. Because that's what they did the Xbox One, right? They did the whole, like, oh, it's a media system. It turns your fucking TV on. 2 months later. The fucking Roku's invented. The Fire Stick comes out. The Chromecast is out. Why do I give a shit?
Right.
Right? Like,
well,
they're just, I just.
To give them at least a little bit of credit, they have been buying up studios, and there are some good studios in there, but at the same time.
Yes. But there's no games.
We don't know. Yeah, and that's what this next event's supposed to be for Xbox. So I'm still waiting, but
and a lot of these studios, dude, were like small to medium sized studios with nothing wrong with that. Some of them made incredible games. but they need to ramp up, and they've never been big studios.
Right. Whereas PlayStation now has like Monica and Naughty Dog and like all these other crazy Insomniac developers under their wing that, I mean,
yeah,
have just established themselves. Insomniac isn't actually their company, but I mean, they're still like in bed with each other. So it's like, I mean,
no, they're pretty much,
they might as well be, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, so what scares me is some of these companies, like I said, that were small or medium, and now they're going to be these big, you know, have to put out these massive, massive AAA titles, right? Mm-hmm. For to keep their subscription service alive and, you know, bring, I guess, new people in to play Xbox. Like, I just don't know where they're going with everything. Like, I get the xCloud stuff. That's a huge benefit. If you can do that, then you've created the system to also be handheld without having to get people to buy another piece of hardware. Right. Like, that's awesome. The subscription service, Game Pass is pretty good. However, Minecraft Dungeons is like one of the first games in a while where I've been like, wow, like this is great that I get this for $5 a month, right? Right. It's not free. But aside from that, it's full of a lot of like other just, you know, games that have been out for a while.
Yeah. And Gears Tactics, and, I mean, but that's also only that's PC, you know, so it's Game Pass Ultimate. Mm-hmm. So then you're looking at like $15 a month. But yeah, it's...
And like, do we think these companies are going to be able to come out with AAA titles and not flop, not a couple of them flop on their first go around?
No. I mean, that's the unfortunate truth. Away. I mean, but probably not. I mean, I don't know how you go from smaller to medium and then jump straight into a AAA and just...
Yeah.
I mean, the odds of all however many of them there are at this point, there's quite a few.
Like 20.
Yeah, there's like 20-something companies that they picked up, and the odds of all of them being amazing are pretty slim. But I don't know, man. It'll be interesting. Let's jump into this PlayStation one, and then we'll kind of circle back around here.
No, yeah, for sure. All right, so big piece here. It would appear that the PlayStation 5 event will be taking place next week. So there's quite a few different sources, and they seem to be hinting that the event will take place on June 3rd, but the exact date may end up changing. I've heard June 3rd, June 5th,
yeah, I've heard all over the place. I've heard a handful, but it does sound like next week.
Yes. According to some sources, PlayStation may still hold some cards close to their chest and not show off every aspect of the console, and will more than likely hold another event later to show off more details. So with what I've seen from the people that I follow on different platforms and stuff like that, and the guys are pretty legit with their, kind of getting the inside scoop. We may be actually finally seeing the system next week. If only for like that, like the physical, you know, look of it, if only for like 12 seconds, you know, where like it zooms out and then it shows it and it says, you know, greatness awaits and all that shit. but the crazy thing is some people are saying that you might be able to pre-order.
Yeah. That's what I've been hearing as well.
Which is brilliant because there's so many people that would already just pre-order right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't think Microsoft is ready at all for that. But I sent you a link today through text that I found through someone where someone went on the Microsoft store and like the button is there to pre-order for the Xbox One X or sorry, Series X. But you can't click it. You can sign up for emails. And the moment that PlayStation goes on pre-order, you know damn well that Xbox is going immediately.
I had been trying to sign up for the PlayStation news deal or whatever about like all the PlayStation 5 news, and I literally could not. It would not let me. The form would fall out all the time.
You got to use Edge, dude.
I don't want to use Edge. I don't want to.
So I had to use Edge today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment, and it was video. And I go on there, and I couldn't use Chrome. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, you can't use Chrome? So I had to use Edge.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a mess. Okay, so, I mean, what's your predictions with this event?
Oh, I think you're right. I think we're going to see like 12 seconds of this console. Like, I don't think it's going to be anything in depth. I think it's going to be pretty much just show it off. Not quite similar, but in the same vein of Xbox, where you don't see the back, you don't see the ports, you don't see everything crazy about it. You just see what it looks like.
What's the color?
I think it's going to be white and black. I think it's going to match the controller.
Be dope looking.
The more I see it, the more I like it on the controller.
Ooh, okay.
It's getting there. It's growing on me slowly. I'd still rather have an all black one, personally.
Sure. Yeah, I would.
I'm not
too.
A fan of white have, like, controllers, but that's just my own opinion there. But and then I think we're gonna see some games and some gameplay, even like actual gameplay. I think we will see a little bit. It may not necessarily be a PlayStation 5 game. It may be like a PlayStation 4 game playing on it, like showing load time type of stuff, you know. But even then, I don't think it's really going to be that. I think it's going to be, from what I'm hearing, it's going to be pretty professional. It's going to be very like kind of like an E3 type event to an extent, other than PlayStation's E3 events are kind of weird usually.
They are.
But I think there will be a little bit of a glimpse of the console. I think there's going to be a handful of games that will be announced, things we haven't even heard of yet. Like, I lean towards like Zero Horizon Dawn 2.
Like just teasers?
Yeah,
like,
I think some of these will be just like teasers. We might see some more of like Godfall. That was the Gearbox game that was going to be a PlayStation exclusive, and it's kind of like a Soulsborne type game. I think we're going to get a teaser for Spider-Man as well. I think we're going to get both of them. God. Two heavy hitters in one go.
God, I hope so.
I think PlayStation's going to just whip it out, lay that bitch on the table, and be like, pre-order, do it.
Big dick competition, dude. Big dick energy, for sure. all right, my predictions, a little different than yours. I agree with Spider-Man, and actually, I agree with Horizon Zero Dawn, too. Like, just like some quick, you know, I could see trailer or whatever, you know, Spider-Man whizzing by real quick, and then it just shows the logo and says, you know, in development.
Right.
I think that, so on the hardware side of things, yes, I think we'll see it. I think it'll be white and black with blue light. I think it's going to look really cool because as the controller has, you kind of have like this depth to the controller where it's like panels kind of like inlaid, you know, kind of an inlaid look to it. So I think it'll look really cool because PlayStation 4 honestly look kind of boring.
The Xbox looks like a PS4 Pro. VCR.
Yeah. The Xbox One looked like a VCR. The Xbox Series S, you know, looked a little bit nicer, but still kind of goofy. Yeah. The Xbox Series X now looks like a clean Xbox. So I'm hoping that it looks really good. Don't think we'll see much of it, like just real quick. I think for the controllers, I think they'll show off a couple different colors.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that this controller seems like they can play with it a lot more than in the designs than they could the previous one. So I think we will see some neat, you know, cool additions or colors day one that you can get.
That'll be interesting because I don't think any of the consoles have really ever launched with different controllers.
No, and they should.
Yeah.
You know, like, think about it. You go pick up the camo one right off the bat, day one, instead of just getting black,
right?
Like another black controller. Like,
I would even be happy if they just had the white variant that we've seen and maybe had a black variant as well. Just something. But the thing is, like, regardless, these first, like, bundles are going to probably just have the white and black controller, and then you may be able to buy the other controller separate, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that we might see... It's a shot in the dark, but I think we might see a special edition PlayStation 5 that is for the anniversary of PlayStation.
Okay. Yeah.
And it'd be a different design, and I think it would actually cost more because I think that it would have, like, it'd be like the what the Gears one where like the sound's different when it starts up and all that kind of shit. I think
you
that,
think they're gonna launch with a collector's edition console?
I think they would. Really? Yeah. I mean, I think that's the time to do it. Yeah.
That's
I mean,
interesting.
You got hardcore PlayStation fanboys, and I think that you could come up with a cool anniversary. I mean, they're gonna launch close to their anniversary. It's either that they do it at launch or they're not gonna do it at all.
But,
right? They'll have to do it a year later. And then hardware, other hardware, I think we might see some PSVR. Like, I think this is going to be, like, their E3 shit.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to see a new PSVR headset. Mm-hmm. One that's lighter. One that takes notes from, like, kind of like the new Oculus headset. Wireless. Where it's just a lot, yeah, wireless, sleeker, better, you know, sound. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, eye tracing better so that it can, you know, properly match itself a little bit better to your viewpoint so you don't get sick for some people. I think we'll see a lot more heavier PSVR games shown off, like stuff that's like not just like gimmicky or demo-y. Yeah. We'll see a shit ton of Dreams, I think, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because that has a ton of potential.
Oh, yeah. I think they'll lean into that hard.
That system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Services. I think we'll see a revamp of PlayStation Now. I think they see Game Pass is super popular, and I think that we'll see kind of a rejig of it, honestly.
I hope so.
I think they'll also announce a cloud service.
They kind of have one. It's not great. I've tried to use
it. Yeah, it's kind of like a bootleg one.
Yeah, it's not fantastic.
But I think they'll show off like a serious version of it. Geez, what else? In terms of games, I think they're going to go all out.
Oh, I think so, too.
I don't think this is like a hold back.
You don't think they'll hold anything back for another event?
I think they'll hold some stuff, but I think it'll be like more information. Right. Like, I think.
Okay.
So for the games that I think that they'll announce, like I said, Horizon Zero Dawn 2, a new Uncharted. I think they'll announce a new God of War, and I think they'll announce a Spider-Man.
Oh,
and
damn.
And I think they'll also announce like a retro title coming back, like a Sly Cooper, a Jack and Daxter, or a Ratchet and Clank, or a remaster.
I bet a Jack and Daxter. Because they did a Ratchet and Clank PlayStation 4. I could see a Jack and Daxter coming back. I agree. I think they're going to be balls to the wall in this thing. I think they're going to
like it'll be like a Kratos shot and it'll be like in development.
Yeah, it's not going
like
to be
later
like,
on
right.
The information.
I think, yeah, I agree. I think this first event, I think this is going to be nuts. I think they're going to go all out insane. Because I guess I don't really even know if they feel all that pressured by Xbox. I'm sure there is some pressure, right? But at the same time,
I think they just want to kill
it. Oh, yeah. I think they just want to go out there and absolutely destroy it. And if they come if they come out with some like Spider-Man, God of War, Uncharted, like those are system sellers right there. I mean, I literally bought my PlayStation 4 because of God of War and Spider-Man. So, I mean, if they come out with those and then Xbox has to try to follow that up, good fucking luck.
Good luck.
Holy
with what,
hell.
Halo?
Yeah, you got
and
Halo.
Forza. So, yeah, I think that we'll get Gran Turismo. I think that we'll get we're going to get so much. We're going to see more in-depth on the next Black Ops, and it's going to have exclusive just to PlayStation, or at least an exclusive time to play it, right?
It is about time to announce a new Call of Duty, isn't it?
Yep. Mm. So I think we'll get that. I think that you're going to see some crazy shit with Fortnite happen. I think that we're going to see some new games from Epic come to the system because Epic and PlayStation seem to be in bed. And Tim Sweeney's never really liked Microsoft to begin with. So I think we'll see like some new shit from Epic Games on that front. Maybe like another IP extension of Fortnite, but like, you know, something else, you know, but I mean, obviously there was the campaign game that like hardly anyone plays, but you know, maybe there's something else. And then I think we're going to get like their answer to the backwards compatibility stuff, but I think they're going to be like, hey, all 100 of the PlayStation greatest hits on PS4 are available day one on the PS5, and they will be boost mode. So they'll be up-resed, they'll be 4K, They won't have slow frame rates.
Yeah.
And I think that's your event.
I think
good God.
We've done this enough that I sometimes information kind of flows together, but I was thinking that most, if not all, PlayStation 4 games will be backwards compatible on the PlayStation 5. Sure. But it was the PlayStation 3 and older that they were more concerned about. I could be wrong again. Like I said,
No, I think you're correct, because on PS4 it's hard to play PS3 games.
Right, right. I think once they got into that, they kind of figured out, like, hey, we don't want to go through this again, and they built the infrastructure a little bit differently for the PlayStation 4 so they can move it forward to the next gen.
And to contest against Xbox with, like, original Xbox and 360, I think Sony's smart enough for, like, I don't think people are really going to care to go play their PlayStation 3 games. I mean, if you want to play a PlayStation 3 game, just get an emulator.
Yeah, and a lot of the major hits have been re-released anyway. I mean, you look at, like, The Last of Us or even most of the Final Fantasy games. They've been re-released. You can play them just about anywhere you want. Most of these major games, I mean, there's always going to be some obscure ones that, I've always wanted this game. No, it's probably not going to happen. I'm sorry. You're the only person that enjoyed it. That's why it never came back. God. And I have games like that. Don't worry, it's not a shot at anybody. I have the same thing. I've played a lot of games that nobody cares about, but
yeah, no, same. I think PlayStation is gonna be ruthless.
Oh, I absolutely believe they've kept so quiet with Xbox just parading for like what, almost seven months.
Yeah.
And PlayStation's done a little bit, and then I think they're just going to go balls out on this thing. But I also think, well, one thing I did want to differ here, I think that one of those major first-party titles, so like your Uncharted, your God of War, Spider-Man, something like that, I think one of those is going to be available at launch. I think they will have at least one of them
agreed.
That will be available at launch to really sell it right at launch. Not that they really need to, but...
I think they might have two.
Yeah.
Because I think that they would have like an Uncharted, and then I think that like...
Well, Uncharted's in a weird spot right now, though. So yeah, unless they do a spinoff or like a build on spinoff they had.
I mean, maybe they do a God of War, and they do like the shoe-in is easily a Spider-Man, because I think that you already have kind of the environment there. And they showed up. There's a leaked demo video of them showing like load times for that environment and how quick it can render out and how quick of speed's moving through the environment.
So they've already been messing with Spider-Man. It, right?
Yeah, and it was Spider-Man, and I think that's gonna happen. And I think it's gonna be like I think it might be a God of War, dude.
I would be A-okay with that. Spider-Man and God of War. I would be 100% down.
Fucking nuts that would be. You buy your system, launch titles on it. Spider-Man, God of War. You're looking at a couple new sports games as well. There's a shit ton of games being worked on right now as well to come over from the Unreal Engine.
Even if they just had one of those games, I would still be 100% in. I absolutely adored both of those games. They're fantastic.
The thing that's been really smart to me is the, like you had mentioned, you know, they've been really holding a lot of stuff. And I think it works great because honestly, like showing the physical box is like the biggest thing you could have done. And Xbox did it at the Game Awards in January, right?
December.
Okay, so December. They showed off the box. And like it's been so long. Like I know why they wanted to do it, because like, well, we'll just try to get as much information out there as possible so people know everything about it, you know, and then maybe we can do the pre-orders and people pre-order because they don't know what the PlayStation's like yet. But it doesn't feel like it's a new console.
Not really. It is weird.
In some fashion.
It is weird.
You know what I mean? Like if PlayStation shows off the box next week and then you can pre-order it, that feels way newer even though they do the same fucking thing from a technical perspective or close to it than an Xbox.
Well, and I think part of that is kind of calling back to the older days where once they showed off the actual console, it was available for pre-order like right then. That was always kind of the thing. They would like show it off and it's available for pre-order now. And it's like, and there's a certain, like, I don't want to say nostalgia, but there is an attachment to that that we're used to. And so I think, I don't know if PlayStation is even thinking of it in that way or if they just have a completely different plan. I don't know what the whole thinking is behind it. But to me, that's what it feels like, where it's like, we're going to, you know, kind of drip feed a little bit here. Here's the controller. Here's the specs. And then this is some of the things it can do and a few games that are going to be coming. Oh, we're going to get old Epic Games to show the Unreal Engine 5 on it. Oh, and now here's the console. It's available for pre-order. And this is all the stuff that's coming to it on launch. It's like, okay, all right, take my money. But yeah. Xbox is, they've been drip feeding it, but they've been doing it in like reverse order. They should have flipped.
But they've also
that.
Been like duplicating their shit all the time. Like, I don't know how many fucking times I need to hear about teraflops or like the boost mode. Like, say what you want about, like, I've seen a lot of like Xbox fanboys like rip on the Sony fanboys, and I'm in the middle at this point, right? Like, I don't really give a shit. But like, when it comes to the SSD in the PlayStation 5 is better.
Yeah.
All the data from your games is going on that SSD. It is going to run faster than the Xbox Series X.
Yeah. It's
in terms of starting your game up and in terms of being able to do more shit. Like, it's going to work better.
And at the end of the day, a lot of these developers outside of, you know, your first-party developers are going to be making these games for both consoles, and they are not going to make drastic changes to adjust for a few teraflops. It's just not going to happen.
No.
I mean, you could, you know, get a little bit better resolution or whatever out – or not resolution, but, you know –
unless Microsoft pays them.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Like, so at the end of the day, those couple teraflops really don't matter. I mean, I get it. It's cool. It's like it's like having a big truck with lifted and on big tires, but it's still got the same engine as the truck that's not lifted. It doesn't really matter in the long run.
Yeah, it just makes a bunch of noise on the road.
Just gives you a fucking concussion while you're driving down the highway.
That's right. Absolutely. So we'll have to see what comes of this. I think our predictions aren't that wild. They're not that crazy. I think they can appear crazy sometimes, just granted that we don't have an E3. We didn't get a GDC. Right. We haven't had these big events
so
that
it's
normally
starting
the,
to stack
the
up.
Industry would leak from. Yeah, so you know the pressure's on, and my God, if they go for pre-order next week's going to be a big show. For sure for us. So definitely tune in, guys, next week for our show because we'll recap the PlayStation stuff for next week if they have it, which sounds like they're having it. And we'll keep telling you about, you know, what games you can play from 2006 on the Xbox. That, you know, the $600 machine is going to come out on launch because that seems to be the main focus. Yeah. Guys, like I said, hit the subscribe button if you're listening to the podcast for the first time. Thanks for making this far on the podcast. Truly appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Diggity Podcast. You can find me on Xbox. My gamer tag is Maple
and
Jeff.
And mine is Luscious Brody. You can also find me on PlayStation at Wolverine's Cousin.
Sweet. Guys, also leave us a review. It helps us out a ton. Gets us noticed on the different platforms. Thank you to all of those who have left reviews. You are what have allowed us to grow. Also, people just spreading the word about our podcast has allowed us to grow as well, and we're incredibly happy about the growth. So until next time, guys, we will see you hopefully next week with some great news about the new PlayStation. See ya.